Good morning. My name is Stanley Campbell, and I represent Everardo Avila.
Speak up, please.
My name is Stanley Campbell, excuse me, and I represent Everardo Avila. I think maybe where I ought to start is by saying that in our view, the letters received by Mr. Avila do not raise an inference that he was a member of the Latin Kings. There was nothing in the content of the letters that would have linked Mr. Avila to the Latin Kings. They were simply letters from individuals who were in jail or prison in which they had put either a Latin King symbol, the gold crown, or an LK on the letter. So that rather than saying, you know, hey, Everardo, how you doing? Things aren't going so well here in prison. Francisco Arellano Esquire, it's Francisco Arellano LK.
No, was there a plea agreement here?
Pardon me?
Was there a plea agreement?
There was not a written plea agreement, Judge.
Well, but it seems that the government dismissed a count that had a 20-year maximum and capped him out at a 5-year, which is what he got. If you're right that these matters couldn't be considered as relevant conduct, don't you think a case ought to go back to square one and the government ought to have an opportunity to prove both?
Judge,
so you want the. It looks to me like there's a plea, some kind of a plea agreement here, and that's why this was a pretty good deal.
And Mr. Avila made the right decision.
Yes, he did.
This was the day of trial. Mr. Avila was the last man standing out of all the defendants. And the day of trial, the U.S. attorney came to me and said, "What do you want?" And I said, "Well, we'll plead to the substantive count, possession of marijuana, under 30 grams, 19.7, on a dismissal of the conspiracy," which he did. So we had an understanding and a verbal agreement that they would dismiss the conspiracy count, and that was what led to his plea on the possession.
Yeah, but that the other matters would be considered as part of relevant conduct. I would think that's part of the deal here.
In our view, the government did not have sufficient evidence to convict Mr. Avila on the conspiracy count. At any rate, Mr. Avila decided not to run that risk, but for all of the reasons that I've cited in my reply brief, we did not believe that there was a sufficient case against Mr. Avila by which they could have connected him either to the Latin Kings or to any drug dealing activity other than what they found, the 19.7 grams of marijuana, when they searched his home on March the 14th.
Well, do you think if there were to be a remand here that he would be at risk? I take it you do not, because you...
Well, in our view, he should have been sentenced without a determination.
That isn't the question. The question is, what could the judge do in a new sentencing proceeding?
We believe that he should be sentenced to...
What do you think he should? What do you think the judge can do in a new sentencing hearing?
Sentence him to a base offense level 6.
Be more concrete. What is the maximum sentence you think the judge can give him?
6 months under the guidelines.
Not under the guidelines. What is the maximum sentence?
60 months is the statutory maximum.
You don't answer my question. What is it that you think he could lawfully give your client as a sentence?
Taking into consideration your view of this case, which is that there's no evidence to support the inference that he was actually a member of the Latin Kings, would he just be set free because the government can't make its case? Where do you think this would go if it were remanded back?
For sentencing purposes?
Well,
that's what you're asking for.
Yes, it is. And what I'm saying is that he should be sentenced to no more than 60 months as the statutory maximum. But under 3553, if you look at all of, there's no reason to sentence him to any more than 6 months, which was where he should have come out under the guidelines.
Six.
6 months. Right. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Campbell. Mr. Bella?
Good morning, Your Honors.
Good morning.
I'm Daniel Bella, arguing the case on behalf of the government, on behalf of Mr. Butler of our office. I'll address first the topic of discussion that we just heard, and that is the issue of Mr. Abia's membership in a gang.
Tell me about this had to be a plea agreement of some sort here.
That's what counsel for Mr. Abia just indicated.
Well, you disagree with that?
I don't doubt him. I was not part of the district court proceedings.
See, we don't have the plea colloquy in the record here.
No.
But it seems to me when you're charged with two offenses, one with a 5-year cap and one with a 20, the government dismisses the 20 and you allow the defendant to plead to the 5, that there had to be a wink and a nod at the very least, that type of a plea agreement.
That's what we just heard, Your Honor. And I have not examined the plea transcript myself. As the court indicates, it's not part of the record. It's not part of the issues in the appeal. And I was not part of the district court proceedings, so I cannot speak from personal knowledge about that.
What evidence is there to support the inference that he was actually a member of the Latin Kingshood, as opposed to simply knowing and associating with other persons who were members of the Latin Kings?
Well, the evidence in the sentencing hearing was that there were gang symbols on letters in Mr. Avila's house, Latin King gang symbols. There were also gang symbols on letters in the Cortez residence, Cortez being a co-defendant of Avila.
In other words, if I kept some letters that I received from prisoners in my drawer at home, and they're writing to me and they're, you know, putting crowns at the bottom of the letters, could I be, would there be an inference that I was also a member of the Latin Kings?
Well, there was more than
that. Female version.
There was more than that here, I believe, Your Honor, because in addition to the letters in both Avila's house and Cortez's house, there was a photograph of Avila's brother in Cortez's house flashing gang signs, and then there was the shooting
incident.
Okay,
so I also have a picture of my brother, and he's flashing gang signs. So where are we now?
And then we add to all that, Your Honor, the shooting incident between the two cars, where there were gang signs flashed by the occupants of the cars. Avila was an occupant of one of the cars, and the shooting incident was a retribution between rival gangs for the shooting previously and killing of Mr. Avila's brother.
So we know he's in the back seat of a car.
We know that he's in a car flashing gang symbols with shots being fired between rival gangs in the two cars.
And that's all the evidence we've got.
And those shots relate to the previous killing of Mr. Avila's brother, who is flashing gang symbols himself in the photograph in the Cortez residence.
Is it your argument that if a person is a member of a gang, he is liable for everything the gang does? That is, are you equating gang with conspiracy?
My point here, Your Honor, is that the...
Yes or no?
No. Well, I don't think that's an issue here, actually.
I'm asking you a question. Is it your view that a gang is a conspiracy? So if you're a member of a gang, you are liable for all the foreseeable crimes committed by gang members?
Well, a gang is an association of individuals.
Why don't you answer my question, yes or no?
Yes.
Well, I disagree with you. I don't think a gang can be equated to a conspiracy.
Well,
conspiracy is an agreement. A gang is an association. You could join for various reasons. You could be inactive, active. You don't necessarily further its purpose or subscribe to its aims just by being a member.
Frankly, Your Honor, that's exactly where I was going with my answer.
Well, the gang, your answer was no, not yes. So
the gang is an association of individuals. If those individuals then form an agreement to commit criminal activity.
Right, that's separate. That's separate, right? So you can't infer conspiracy from membership in a gang. Well, you're going back and forth, so maybe you'll come to rest eventually, and maybe no. Not.
Does the record tell us when he received the cocaine and cooked it into crack? And if we don't know the timing, how can we say that it was relevant conduct? But maybe we do know the timing, do we? I didn't see it.
I don't think the record indicates that, Your Honor. I think the important thing about the gang membership is that there's testimony in the record about the gangs being involved in drug activity, and the relevance is that the firearm that was used in the shooting incident is related to drug activity because the rival gangs were involved in drug activity.
But again, it comes back to the question which you refuse to answer or are unable to answer, whether being a member of a gang makes you liable as a co-conspirator for everything the gang does.
If there is the agreement that the court referred to and the activity is foreseeable in furtherance of that agreement, and here Avila was with other gang members in the vehicle participating in gang activity, that is the shooting incident involving the guns, which was in retribution for the shooting of his brother, and these gangs are rival gangs involved in drug dealing. And that I think, is the focus of that argument here.
Now, if we were to reverse, his sentence, his new sentence would be capped at 60 months, wouldn't it?
Yes, Your Honor.
So he couldn't do worse. Couldn't be worse off.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Bell.
Okay,
Mr.
Thank
Campbell,
you.
Do you have anything further? Okay. Well, thank you very much. And you were appointed, were you not?
Yes.
So we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client.